Get the caddy for the CDs, because all night tonight, and this is going, I'm going to be playing you some of the greatest rock and roll introductions of all time. There's absolutely no reason at all, just because we love you as an audience, and because our turnover as a show is up 57%. We are 57% higher than the show that used to be on before this. I think that was Let's Talk Flowers with Anne Benedict. I don't know if such a woman exists. Let's have a call. Who's there, Jamie? Bung someone through. David on line one. Here we go. David. David. Good morning, David. Good evening, David. Hey, sure sign Carolyn's away. There's no one there, Jamie. Not a soul. I can't play me CDs. There are no calls there. I might remind you that on National Radio Radio 5, an alternative phone-in starts in about half an hour's time. Mm-hmm. You might want to give that a whirl. You might want to give it a go. Well, look, the light's on.
Okay, David's there.
Well, I can't hear any David. I can't hear any David.
Ah, the engineer.
Okay, well, until we do this. No. I don't think it's all right. Until I hear some kind of David saying hello.
Hello David. Hi, Dan. What do you want to say, David? Um, Faggot, the Channel 5 TV have got rid of those two young blonde bimbo type ones from the Turnstile programme. I just want to say, I've never seen Channel 5. When the fellow used to come round and knock on the door at the tune-in, I figured he was some kind of bailiff or worse, some kind of journalist. Yeah, after some information. So I used to leap behind the settee and peek out until he'd gone away. So I never... What are you talking about?
Well, there are two programmes. I know it's called Sister programme, Saturday morning and Sunday evening. Brian Alexander does the Sunday evening one. I look back mostly at the stuff of the weekend, and I look forward on the Saturday morning.
Where do they get their footage from? They're not privy to any footage, are they?
Yeah, they do. Channel 5 now do some European soccer.
The first sign of a bogus sham programme is when they start. Oh, sorry, Dan.
No, we're well into that.
Anyway, so what's happened?
I just said before that they had two young blonde bimbo types. Girls, no doubt.
Women, yeah.
And the boss, the boss had to bully. And I just wonder if you think there is a role for young women of any shape, size, I guess, on soccer commentary. Helen James, she's any good. Believe me, I'll take that. I mean, you know, as I say, this is not a gender deal. What are we talking about?
Would we rather have... the witcherings of a fabulous looking but empty headed young lady,
yeah, for instance.
I'm not suggesting that's a stereotype.
Or the fella on Radio 5
or David Pleat saying, you know, the thing is, we still. What year is this, Dan? What was it?
We're heading towards 97.
So 98's next, right, David? 98's next, and we still live in an era when a corner comes in and somebody heads it over the bar and they play it back. Now you've got Andy Gray who says, you've got to get on the end of those. Look at the run here. He tries to bring him out, but he doesn't make enough space for himself. Consequently, he's in the wrong place when the header comes across. He was never going to make it. Or you've got David Pleat who says, well, the corner came across, and you see he goes up for it, but the ball goes over the bar.
Oh, worse still, when somebody makes a total hash of it, just probably pay 15 grand a week, I think you'll be disappointed.
Once I put one of those workman's huts up in Oxford Street, David, you probably won't notice, and I tried to get a petition going to get Iran through to the World Cup finals.
We've done well with that.
And B, to get the word disappointed drummed out of football. But it didn't happen. Big Ron never usually disappointed. He'll say set your stall out. He'll say situation.
He'll say backstick.
He'll say does it for fun. Oh, he does that for fun. But he never says disappointed. But we still live in an era when these people are all... The most disastrous commentator ever on a football match was John Salako, who Sky really tried with. They really tried with. And he was the most... he lost the will to live halfway through three kicks. He was terrible.